and the war, then we have the another angle there. We're talking animated film, you're right, or comics, where we see from outside of that earthly realm, which we can show a bit like a, if you think you are on a zoo or something and they have a terrarium or something where with a bubble of glass that we can walk around looking into that world, which those in there think is the only world, something like that. But from the outside we have the Bulokis, and maybe one of them is explaining to the other one how we're doing it. And we had there on Earth now the situation just where this terrible World War III can start and could eventually devastate the entire planet almost, yeah, immediately. So big things going on, and people in general just living, that hardly even noticing that. Like ants on a hill, when the animals around are fighting about who is the lord of the hill, or something like that. And so we see then the devotees, the spiritual people, those who think, well, we should just now cooperate and work it out together and so on. We, not I. So we hear them praying there, and then these devotees on the outside, those who left that earthly realm. Now we look at it from there. And we can be in a nice room, beautiful room, and there are some devotees, angels, we can see they're bright, and it's a bright place. They respond to those prayers by entering into the dreams of the big leaders, or being there whispering, do this, and leader says, you know, I follow my gut feelings. But actually, it's an angel whispering there. And then on the other side, or below, or whatever, you find other beings whispering into the minds of the earthlings in other places. So we can see there's a bright and a dark side to it. So we got the Asuras and the Asuras. Is it gonna be a war?